Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Drunken Dead.
Welcome back.
It's the
Hey, hey,
Drunken
hey.
Dead.
It's the Drunken Dead.
It's a morning episode. I got my coffee. I got my coffee and my true crime podcast. No, I got no. That's not what I meant to say. It's too early. I got my coffee and my episode ready. That's what I meant to say.
A hot fucking mess, hot mess express.
Oh,
I
God.
got
Water,
nothing.
nothing.
Yeah, I got water and leftover pizza I'm gonna eat.
Oh, my God. What am I going to eat today? I am going through a hard time this last day. And everything sounds disgusting to me, and everything sounds delicious to me. I don't know. I don't know. We were talking before this, and now I kind of want Olive Garden, but I also kind of want Pizza Hut. What the fuck?
I'm gonna have dinner with my family later, but me and my favorite girl, we got food last night, so we're gonna eat some
Me?
leftovers before she leaves. No. You are one of my favorite people. That's a lady, but no.
I'm so weak. Okay.
My gosh.
Do we have any news today? I have no idea. I have not checked anything. No, we don't really have any news. I mean, our downloads have gone up a little bit, but not like super, but like a lot. We don't need to keep
I
saying
do
it.
want to apologize for the delay of the last episode. It's been a really rough week
Yeah. I mean, it
for the
wasn't
both of
del
us.
I mean, it still came out on the day it was supposed to come out. It was just like a couple hours late, and then Apple just took forever to actually publish it. So that's why I didn't want to put it like on our social media until like
It was up
it
on
was
everything.
up on Apple, because Apple takes like the longest, so
Yeah. So I just, but still, like, people have their routine, they have their schedule. So if you guys didn't see it when you usually do, just a little delayed. Like I said, it's been a
it's been
week.
a week.
It's been a week.
It's been, yeah. Let me just check our email real quick, and I will tell you if we have anything to talk about. And we don't, because nobody likes us.
I've been
We
through that
have
kind of
no
situation before.
emails. What?
I said I've been through that kind of situation before.
Just want to throw this out there. Today's episode is going to be like Tip's Tiny Talk. It's a short case because there's not a lot about it, and it's very recent. We're just going to have like a little discussion on it. Like, we're just going to say our points and, talk about theories and, because it is an unsolved case. I like an unsolved case.
Well, I'm really, really happy that you're doing this
I know,
because
yeah.
I freaking told you about it, and I was like, this story needs to be talked about more. It needs to be brought to the front. So everybody knows about the Gabby, I think her last name's Petito case that's going on right now.
I don't even know about that.
Do better. This we literally have a true crime podcast. You think you would do better? So since Tip doesn't know, I guess I'll just kind of talk about it here. So Gabby and her fiance, I don't remember what his name is, but I know her name because it's everywhere. They were like doing like a
Brian. His name is Brian.
look at you. Gabby and Brian, they were kind of living like the van life, like when you kind of travel, and they had like a YouTube and like all this shit, and they were like they did vlogs and everything. Well, she went missing and he returned back to his hometown without her. And she was missing for a long time. They just recovered her body, so unfortunately, like, she is deceased, but now he's missing. And there's a warrant out for his arrest. Yeah.
Oh my
God. Which there was like constant surveillance on his house. So how did he get away? Also, his parents were arrested.
Can you do that case next time? Because I'm like interested.
I think I want to wait because they just recently found her body and we don't actually know what happened or like what happened because he's missing and they haven't released any other statements about what they know about it. So I think this is like one of those cases that's like super recent, but we have to wait for it. And like everybody's going to cover it too. Mm-hmm. I already know. Saying that to say this, I have seen a lot of posts where they're like, you know, Gabby's face and her story has been shared everywhere. It's been literally everywhere. Any social media platform I get on, I see it. But there's a lot more stories that aren't being told. And there's a lot more things that haven't been brought to the news or the media or the front lines, which is like really sad.
He was also charged with bank card fraud.
Yeah, he used her card after she was already deceased.
Oh. Whoa, guys.
But that's why I brought this case to Tip's attention because I didn't have the time to cover it just because of work and everything. Mm-hmm. So I was like, at least find what you can on this story so we can cover it. Because I just think we gotta get more people out there, more missing people, more unsolved cases.
Yeah.
Because if anybody knows anything, they could possibly help.
Sorry, I had some iced coffee right there. Sorry. So you want me to just get into it? I'll just get into it. All right. Yeah. So today's case is going to be a very unknown and very, very recent, as it had only happened a few months ago. Today we'll be talking about Summer Wells. I did my best to find as much information as I can, but please bear with me here, guys, because there's not a lot. So, Summer Wells, she's a 5-year-old little girl from Tennessee. She was born to Candace and Dawn Wells. So, what I'm about to tell you happened in June of 2021. Summer Wells, by the way, she was beautiful. Did you see her picture?
I saw her picture next to Gabby's picture, and I literally almost started sobbing.
She is just like a little blonde hair, blue-eyed, little freaking, she looks like a doll. She's beautiful.
So cute.
She's so cute.
She's just so cute.
So Summer Wells was outside gardening with her mom and her grandma one evening. They went inside and washed their hands from all the dirt they were getting into. Summer also got a piece of candy from her grandma. Summer wanted to go and play with her brothers who were watching TV. So Summer's mother, Candace, walked her over to the porch, and she like watched her like walk into the kitchen, and apparently like the boys were watching TV in the kitchen. I don't really know a lot of people who have TVs in their kitchen anymore. I mean, no, unless you're like what?
I meant to say no. It definitely feels like an older situation, but I didn't want to.
Oh,
interrupt you.
Okay, but yeah, I mean, like, that, yeah, it definitely seems like an older type of thing, like, having your TV in your kitchen and stuff like that, like, I don't know. So, they were, you know, she watched her walk into the kitchen, and Candace then yelled into the house to the boys and said, like, watch Summer, she'll be back. Like, she was just gonna, like, I don't know, go walk over somewhere or do something real quick or something. So within 2 minutes, like, she returned and she asked the boys, like, where's your sister? And they responded with, she went downstairs to play with her toys in the playroom. I'm guessing their playroom is in their basement. I don't know. Candace yells down the steps for her and there's no response. So she goes downstairs and Summer's nowhere to be found. So this is already happening. Okay.
It's already, like, weird. It yeah, already sounds I think oddly whole, fucking suspicious.
Yeah, the whole thing sounds very, very weird. Like, mm-hmm. Where's the grandma at? Why couldn't the grandma watch Summer or something?
It just seems, I don't know, but go ahead.
Okay, yeah. So the search for Summer started immediately. 60 to 80 people participated in the initial search. As the search continued into the following days and weeks, search crews and their efforts hampered by I forgot a few words. Search crews found their efforts hampered by the rough terrain, which consists of like, it was like dense ground and it was like very rugged. This means like crews would begin to be like get tired more frequently and like it would slow down the search for summer.
So they lived by like really dense woods.
Another thing that hurt like the search was that there was virtually like no cell reception in the area, so the communication was down. Also, like I guess they used like radios that were like 10 to 15 years old, and that was obviously causing some difficulties as well. But what?
I said, what the fuck?
But you gotta update shit, dude. This is pretty cool though. Shout out to AT&T and Verizon. I have AT&T, so I love them. But both AT&T and Verizon, they donated cell signal boosters to help navigate the issues.
That's so cute.
Yeah. So they like, you know, helped out and stuff like that, and they boosted that whole area so there was no communication issues whatsoever.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. Over 13,800 hours have been logged, with 1,150 crew members searching through not just like the brush, but ponds and creeks as well. So they were searching everywhere. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, they fit. Oh, God damn. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation's fixed wing aircraft has flown 21.1 hours, while its helicopter has logged 30 hours. A total of 4.6 miles have been combed through, with more scheduled to be scorned. So, you know, they're scheduling to search some more and stuff like that. And yeah, I mean, if I lived in Tennessee, go help out and search for this little girl. I mean, I don't know if they're still searching or anything anymore, but it says it's still scheduled, so I don't know. But there's going to be a very, like, towards the end, I'm going to tell you something else, and I don't know what to think about it, but okay, I'll just leave it to the end. That's all I'm going to, I'm not going to spoil anything. But on June 26, 2021, investigators announced they were looking for a driver spotted in the area during the late afternoon or early evening hours on either June 14th or 15th. They were driving a 1998 to 2000 red or maroon Toyota Tacoma pickup truck with a full bed ladder rack and white buckets in the bed. They're not considered to be a suspect in the case, though. They're just saying that they're a potential witness. So if anybody knows anybody with that kind of car or whatever, and they were in the Tennessee area, hit these people up, because they just need to talk to them. They're not a you know, a suspect or anything.
Just fucking,
yeah, they just want to know what you saw. That's literally it, because you were around there, you know.
Unless you're the culprit, then yeah, you're in trouble.
Exactly. So let's talk about Summer's father, Don, for a little bit before we get into some theories, because Don is a little, I don't know. I mean, I didn't put it in my notes, but I'll say something, you know, when I'm done talking about him, because I did hear him say something. Or I saw somebody quote something that he said or whatever. Yeah, I'll talk about that later. So it's been revealed that Don Wells is an alcoholic, and it actually turns out that Don Wells has a criminal record. So with the latest conviction from April of 2021, it relates to an October 2020 domestic assault arrest where he came home and injured Candace after an argument about infidelity. So
I don't care what you think is going on with your partner. It's never okay for you to fucking put your hands on them.
Whether and that goes both ways. Exactly. I was going to say whether you are a man or a woman.
You don't hit somebody you're supposed to love. It's not supposed to end in violence. And if you guys feel like it's going to end up being that toxic, you just need to fucking walk away.
Yeah.
And just be done with it. Because you don't hurt people you love.
Yeah. So... he was drunk at the time, and Candace and other witnesses recalled him punching himself before leaving the house and driving away. When officers arrived on the scene, they found him in his truck, smelling of alcohol and stumbling. They were also told of a pistol in the glove box. So... yeah. The following day, Candace filed an order of protection against Dawn, citing fear for herself and her children, but a few days later requested the charges against him be dropped. On April 21st, 2021, he pled guilty to possession of a handgun while under the influence, the domestic assault charges and those related to the unlawful possession of a handgun were dismissed. Dawn also has a criminal record from his time in Utah. In August 2001, police responded to the Ben Hill Road residence to charge him as a fugitive from justice for violating his parole of the state. He was found hiding in a storage room. Okay, listen. And some, okay, what I heard, or not what I heard, but I saw Dawn say something. Well, I saw somebody quote it, okay? And he said something like, he knows that his baby girl is gone or something. I'm going to see if I can pull it up.
I just want to say this. I'm not saying that you can't go to jail or prison or be convicted of, you know, a small minor petty crime and come out and not be a good person, because you definitely can. There's definitely people who have records who are good people. But if you are going to get in a relationship with somebody and you, did she already have these kids before she got with him? Or no. They're all together?
These are his kids.
Well,
I'm pretty sure.
She knows. Okay. Well, first, to finish what I'm saying, make sure you are doing a background check on any potential partners. And that's not saying you're going to find out everything about them. However, like, you need to thoroughly check who you are going to have in your life, because if, say that they weren't together, if she would have did a small background check on him and saw that he's been convicted for being fucking violent, I don't think he would be in her life. But since they do have the children together, he probably just might have, like, I don't know why he's doing what he's doing now, but I imagine he wasn't like this in the beginning when they first got together. And it's sad that it ended up like,
well, he was at work, first of all, whenever she did go missing, okay? So, like, he has an alibi. Like, he has nothing to do with this. Or he at least didn't physically take her himself, okay?
Well, I was going to say, if his criminal past has anything to do with anything,
yeah,
and him being shady, she could have gotten taken because of that.
All right, so here's a quote that he says, okay? He says, and I understand where he's coming from, but again, it's like, you should be hoping for the best outcome, not what statistics are, you know what I mean? So he says, statistically speaking, there's a good chance she's already dead, and I hate to think that I love her with all my heart. And like, I get that, but like, I also... I don't know.
Having a hard time believing some shit.
I mean, there was something else, and I'm trying to find the exact quote that he said, but okay, this is what he said. Okay. He said, statistically speaking, there's a good chance she's already dead. And he said, I hate to think that I love her with all my heart. If nothing else, I'll see her in the resurrection.
Why would you say that?
Yeah. That's very, very weird to me.
Like, I get people have their own ways of coping, and this might be his just kind of like acceptance rather than expecting anything.
Yeah.
But it's such a dark thing to say, especially when you have two more kids a partner who's depending on you, bro.
Yeah. So we'll just talk about some theories here. There's three main theories that a lot of people are saying. The third one to me is the craziest because the third one is a fact, but like they can't put it together type of thing. So yeah. Theories are Don Wells currently holds the theory that his daughter was abducted. This is due to his belief that drug users come through the area. He says Summer wouldn't have willingly left the property and has no prior history of doing so. Investigators have not ruled out a potential abduction in the case, but say they don't have any evidence to confirm one occurred. To me, it's like, okay, if it was an abduction, how did the boys not see or hear anything? The grandma didn't see or hear anything. The mom didn't see or hear anything. She was only gone for 2 minutes. I don't understand what happened to this little girl.
I just want to know, was she actually in the house or in the playroom? Because so this is my thing. Were they potentially outside and just lost track of her? Didn't want to seem like bad people because that's child neglect. And they came up with this whole elaborate thing. Because there's a lot of shit going on in that house.
I don't hear anything about the boys, like, being questioned or anything. So, I do know that, I also read that, you know, now the boys were taken out of the home of, like, they don't have custody of the boys right now. Or, because they think that, okay, so I know Don, his drinking has gotten worse ever since, like, losing his little girl and stuff. That's why I kind of feel like he has nothing to do with it. Because, like he's gotten worse. Like, he is, like, devastated that his little baby girl's gone, you know? And he was on a podcast recently, and I can't remember what the podcast name was. But he is said, like, he talks about how his sons are out of the house now and stuff. And mm-hmm. I mean, he sounds like very sad and very like, I don't know how to explain it, but like, it sounds like he didn't have anything to do with it. But
it's hard to know.
I'm because not ready to rule out anything, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I completely understand. It's too weird of a situation.
With him and his criminal past and there being like drugs in the neighborhood and stuff like that. I mean, there's drugs in almost every neighborhood, but like, I don't know if these are like hard ones or anything, you know? But like, I don't know. It does not make sense to me that nobody saw or heard anything.
The lack of evidence is just weird.
Yeah. Because if she was in the house, and she was downstairs. I mean, is there a way to get into the downstairs? We're going to take a little break. Check out what we have to say. Have you thought about starting a podcast? It definitely could be overwhelming, but Buzzsprout is the place to be.
It is hands down the best podcasting host out there. They have helped over 100,000 podcasters get their message out to the world.
Buzzsprout helps you with getting your podcast on all the major platforms. Some of those platforms include Apple, Spotify, and even Google Podcasts.
All you have to do is follow the link in the show notes, which lets Buzzsprout know we sent you. Not to mention, it also gets you a $20 Amazon gift card if you sign up for a paid plan. Plus, it helps support our show.
But the most important thing is that Buzzsprout does all the major work for you. Did I forget to mention? You also get a pretty dope looking website.
Buzzsprout, the easiest way to start a podcast. All right, back to the show.
You know, like,
my whole thing is like, so at first I was thinking like maybe she went into the wilderness and passed, you know? She went out there. She was out there for too long and passed away. They haven't found any remains.
Mm-hmm.
It's already thick, so I don't think she would have gotten far by herself.
Yeah.
she could still be like just out there in the woods.
So if you're
if anything,
if you think it's the woods, okay, that comes to the second theory. Okay, this second theory says some theorize Summer wandered off and got lost in the brush surrounding her family's home. Given the dense ground cover and rough terrain, it's thought she may have walked into the trees and been unable to find her way back. However, her family says it's uncommon for her to walk into the brush. As well, it's believed she would have been located during searches if she'd been in the surrounding area.
But see, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, why hasn't she been recovered then?
Yeah.
Why hasn't her body been found then?
Mm-hmm.
Unless, like, an animal got to her, but...
Even then...
And I like how the people are like, see, it's not like her to, like, do certain things, but she's five. She's 5 years
exactly.
old.
Exactly.
She's gonna explore shit. Like, you don't know her normal habits right now because she's literally mm-hmm. five. She's figuring them out.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
I don't feel like she walked into the woods.
I think she was abducted.
Yeah.
Or given away.
So let's just talk about the third theory right now, okay? Because this one, girl, when I read this, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, because you're frozen, so. But when I read this, I couldn't believe it. So there was another abduction in the family, by the way. Well, not abduction, but a disappearance. So a final theory posed by like some is that Summer's disappearance is related to that of her maternal aunt in 2009. 21-year-old Rosemarie Bly was last seen leaving her residence in St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin, on the evening of August 21st, 2009. She told her husband she was going to meet her cousin at a bar in Cushing, just 4 to 5 miles away. She would be back before midnight. However, she never made it. And 5 days later, her car was found abandoned in a tractor trailer parking lot in Grantsburg, some like 30 miles away. There was no visible damage or signs of foul play, and her keys were missing. Bly has never been located, and her case remains unsolved, despite having marital, how do you say that?
Yeah, you're saying it marital. Right.
Okay. It just sounds weird to me. Despite having marital problems, her now ex-husband has passed a polygraph test and is not considered a suspect in her disappearance. According to investigators with TBI, there's no evidence indicating the two cases are connected. Okay, but there's no evidence that they're connected, but it's weird how there's two disappearances in one single family.
It's really strange, but I don't, like, I get where they're coming from with, like, where's the connection at?
Yeah.
Because where is it at?
I don't know. I don't know where the connection is, but it's fucking weird, bro.
It's just like it happened too many years apart. So
two
I don't
unsolved
see...
cases.
I see, that's the thing. So I saw something online when I sent you this, is that that her parents didn't care, which obviously you proved to be untrue, and that they were on drugs. And that her dad suggested that they were on drugs and that her dad suggested she could be in Mexico. So that's just a tabloid. I don't believe that, especially with what you told me and how you've listened to some things. But still.
So,
and that's why this hurts, because is her family not speaking out about it enough? Is it not constantly being brought up? Like, where's the issue?
Okay, so I just looked up the whole Mexico thing. I don't think he ever says anything about Mexico. That could be definitely just a tabloid.
Mm-hmm.
But he does think Oh, no. Okay. That, I mean, there's something on YouTube that says Don Wells Mexican Bombshell, but I'm like I read a bunch of articles and I've not seen anything about no Mexico anything. So it might be just a clickbait, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, all right, you guys tell us what you think about how Dawn sounds in this recording. I'm going to play it for everybody, okay?
Okay.
So let me just pull it up.
The rumor is that they were taken out of the home. Were they taken from you guys?
No.
Were they? Oh no. Yesterday?
A couple days ago.
Did you hear him?
Barely. So if you would like to repeat what he said.
Oh,
I
okay.
heard that the kids were taken away and she was just like, oh,
She was pretty
oh.
loud, yeah. So, I mean, he was just like, you know, he was like, yeah, they were taken, sad. Like he sounded, and okay, this is what I'm not understanding. Don Wells was at work, okay, when all of this happened. He is the one doing all of the interviews and stuff. Where's the mom? She was there. Like, she should be saying her story. That's why I think it's weird that her sister went missing and now her daughter is missing.
It is odd. It is odd, especially when she was in their care at the time.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know. Like, there's just not enough evidence in here for us to come to like a solid conclusion. And I
I
think that's
know.
the worst part of the whole thing is everybody's kind of just left wondering what could have happened.
Yeah. Well, let me just throw this out there, but so information regarding the aunt's disappearance, Rosemarie Bly went missing from the 2300 block of River Road in St. Croix Falls, Polk County, Wisconsin on August 21st, 2009. She was 21 years old and was last seen wearing a white tank top, a green V-neck sweater, blue jeans, and flip-flops. At the time of her disappearance, she was 5 foot and weighed 110 pounds. She had light brown hair cut into a chin-length bob and is known to frequently change her hairstyle and color. She has brown eyes. Her ears and navel are pierced, and she has two cherry tattoos on the outer side of her right ankle. Currently, the case is classified as endangered missing. If alive, she would be 33 years old. Those with information regarding the case are asked to contact the Polk County Sheriff's Department at 715-485-8362 or 715-485-8300. Tips can also be called into FBI VICAP at 1-800-634-4097. And if you have any information regarding Summer's disappearance, Summer Wells. So Summer Utah Moon Wells, that was her full name. Her full name was Summer Utah Moon Wells. She went missing from Ben Hill Road in Beach Creek, Hawkins County, Tennessee on June 15th, 2021. She was 5 years old and she was last seen wearing gray pants and a pink t-shirt. She may have been barefoot. She stands at 3 foot and weighs 40 pounds, with short blonde hair and blue eyes. Currently, the case is classified as an endangered missing child. Those with information regarding the case are asked to contact the Hawkins County Sheriff's Office at 423-272-7121 or the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation at 1-800-824-3466. That's the case of Summer Wells.
Well, shit.
Yeah, because I don't know. I want to know so bad, but I don't know. I will definitely be following this case.
I just hope she's found.
I'm about to put a Google alerts on for Summer Wells.
I just hope she's found, man.
Yeah.
Because if
I
she
hope she's
is,
found alive.
me too, but if she is gone, I'm hoping they could find her little body and put it to rest.
Yeah, for sure.
Because that shit's fucking sad. And I'm really hoping her parents didn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah.
We see it time and time again.
If her dad has anything to do with it, I will be extremely shocked, okay? But I feel like he doesn't. Because, I mean, he's talking out a lot about it, you know? I just think it's weird how the mom has not said shit.
Well, I think both of her parents are fucking sketchy, given what the fuck goes down around them. So I don't know. Dad could be doing this just for sympathy.
Or fame.
And mom speaking out because she's actually grieving. It could also be going the other way.
True. Okay. Yeah, you're right. All right. Yeah. I'll agree with you on that part.
So this one's, like, it's tough.
Yeah, it's very tough.
You did a good job, friend.
Thanks. I'm proud of you. Thanks.
I'm proud of you, friend.
You said I would kill it, and I really tried. I mean, I was going cross-eyed trying to read this case, though. I was like, I don't feel like doing this. What is this even about? Bro, I looked it up, and I was, like, reading. I was like, what is this even about? Like, I just could not, like, comprehend what was happening. And I was like, shit. It was like, she was really taken?
With the limited amount of knowledge given on the case, I think you definitely did a really good job. And now we brought it to the, you know, not really the public forefronts, because it's not like we're like a super famous podcast, but it's out there somewhere.
Yeah, so, and people can find it. If you don't want to read about it, you can hear about it. Just listen to us. I do want to do some more, like, little, you know, like, unsolved cases that are, like, kind of, like, you know, like, recent. That way people can hear about it, they can know about it, and they can call anything in. Because I feel like, I mean, me, like, I have a true crime podcast, and I don't even know what's going on in the world. I'm just in my own little bubble. I research, and that's it. I'm not really on social media a lot and stuff like that. If anything, I'm probably playing Among Us, or I'm watching Blacklist.
I like to stay up on, like, what's current, because I'm scared of everything.
I know. I should probably, well, I have like Apple News that pops up on my phone every once in a while, but it's all just about, like, political stuff. I don't know how to get, like, crime stuff on there. So if anybody can give me some tips or anything, I would appreciate it. Like, just tell me what I need to do, and I'll just, you know, just to get a notification every time something happens. Yeah, that's about it.
Well, so, guys, I hope.
We were going to say the same thing, so go ahead.
Okay. Well, guys, I hope that this was informative, and I hope you got the information that you needed. But if you didn't, there's always the internet. And speaking of the internet, take it away, Tip.
You can follow us on Instagram at Drunken Dead Official, on Twitter at Drunken Dead Pod. That's a capital POD. On Facebook, just look us up, Drunken Dead. We there. And we square. No, okay. Send us a Gmail at drunkendeadofficial@gmail.com. Yeah, we want to hear from you. And, you know, give me some tips, because I'm
set out.
I
help her out.
Yeah. I'm good with technology, but I don't know. But we love you guys.
I'm not good with anything.
Yeah, I know you're not. You need my help for everything.
You didn't have to say it out loud. And
remember. Oh, okay.
I will forever remember the shade that you just threw at me. Tip. That's why you're not my favorite girl.
Boom. Oh, shit.
Number two on the list.
Dog, when we lived together, I was literally like Bob the Builder and like the cook, and you were like just the cleaner.
I was the homemaker, okay? I fucking cooked a Thanksgiving dinner. Oh, you and did. Then I fucking cooked a Christmas dinner. Thank you very much, asshole. Ow.
Oh. Dang. Well, guys, we love you. We love you very much. We want you to remember.
Drink wine.
Be kind. Peace.